Okay, we're in business. Yeah, we are on Daf 80. Aloha base, Daf Mam base. To Medimir Tashem, see him next Wednesday. Nazisha. What?
Fireworks.
Fireworks, I'll see. Nazisha Tame Bisafik. Now, this Nazir, he was both a Tame Bisafik. That means Tame as a Nazir, and he was Mukhlat Bisafik. It means it was Safik whether he was a definite Mitzorah or not. So the one is going to ask, how is it a Safik if he's a definite Mitzorah? So now it's a oxymoron, right? How can he be a Safik definite Mitzorah, right? So all right, the one is going to have to explain that. So he's a Tame, he's a question whether he's Tame, Tumas Mace, as a Nazir, and a question whether he's a Mukhlat as a Mitzorah. So Ocha B'Kachim L'Achar Shishim Yom, he's able to catch him 60 days later. The item of Tommy Lemaisim, and he can drink wine and become Tommy for to dead bodies. Achameh Vesuyom 120 days later. The Gemara's going to make the Cheshman. Shetiglachas Hanega Dechot Tiglachas Hanazir. And the reason for this is because the haircut from Taras takes precedence over the haircut of Nazirus. Bismanchi Vadai. That's only true. However, when it's a definite haircut for Taras. However, Abizmachi Safik, when it's a questionable haircut for Taras, Eina Deichet does not push off the haircut of Nazirus, and all these things will be explained in Gemara. Eza Muklami Safik. What's it say to be a person who's a questionably definite Nazir? Where do we have such a thing? So says Mara, I'll tell you what it is. Questionably definite. Sorry. Questionable, definitely, Mitzora. So, Ezim Mukhlam Misavik, Shnaim Shiboy Etzel, two people came to the Kohen. Ve'achid Ezechon Me'em, and he made one of them a Mukhlat. Right, one of them he made a Mukhlat, one of these two people. The Lohi speak, the Ve'achid Hashem wasn't able to examine or determine the second one was definitely Mitzora, Ad She'huch Nechlefulo, until they got switched on him. Right, so he doesn't know which he wanted it to. He made a mukhlat, but he doesn't know who, which one. Zel mukhlat b'safik. That's a case of a guy who is a definite safik mitzora, safik definite mitzora. Okay, hadai detani. That's how she learned that we learned it by. So it says safik nazir tami, safik nazir tar. There's a question. You can have a case in our Mishnah. We have a case of a safik tami nazir, safik tami. The Nazir Tar, Safik whether he became Tame or Safik whether he remained Tar. Ava Nazir Badaya, but enough of the Nazir definitely was. Similarly, by the Tzoras aspect, Safik Mitzora, Safik Tame, Safik Mitzora Tar, question whether he's definitely was a Mitzora who was Tame or the Mitzora was Tar. In other words, whether the coin was Machlit him, pronounced it definitely Mitzora or not. Ava Mitzora Badaya. Right, but then he had Tzaras, which was he was bringing to the Kohen to show, and it just said it wasn't enough time to show the Kohen before, we're not sure which one was shown to the Kohen and declared to be Tameh. Okay, so far so good. Now, so far so good.
Yeah.
How we got to 120 days? What? How we got to 120 days? Oh, because you make a shishim yom, we eat kachim 60 days hence. It shows the eye that can drink wine, be metal mason after kuf chaf yom after 120 days. That means his taras is over. That's a preventive feat to kachim after 60 days, right? That means his nazirus is over after 120 days. Okay.
Why
not 60 plus 3? You'll see. Okay, Ketzad. How so? Amrulo knows your tummy atop. But they say to him, well, the first thing you got to be afraid of is that your nose your tummy, right? So tzeim nei shiva, so go and count 7 days. Vazay, and go and sprinkle blood of sprinkle paraduma waters upon yourself the seventh day, the third day, vishanei in the seventh day. I need a piece of paper to do this. I need to make a chart, otherwise it's going to get very confusing. It's expendable?
Yeah, take this. It's just the marker.
What?
It's just the marker. I need
Gather around. Oh, look what I did to my pen. What?
One of these kids'
balance.
You didn't use
it.
What? you didn't have a pen protector, pocket
protector. No, I got a pocket protector. See, I do have this new fancy pen I bought. Yeah. Not a fountain pen, just a regular rollerball.
Oh,
it's a it's a retractable, so I forget to retract it. So it's happens. Okay. Now we have the guy is a suffake. Doesn't even write so well. They have a
suffake.
Yeah, I'm sure. You have a guy. He was definitely in nausea, right? He was definitely in nausea, and it was a suffake whether tamei or tahar. Is a suffik tamei tahar, and he was definitely mitzora. The suffik is whether he was mukhlat or not.
Or
mukhlat. Determined definitely, but certified. Certified mitzora.
Certified diagnosis.
Certified diagnosis by
he's
a kohen, right?
But he's not
certified. Right. Certified is what's concerned us. Okay, so now he became tamei over here. This is our timeline. He became tamei over here, right? Now, for 7 days, is that a good seven?
Yeah.
It's probably drawn. So it's right upside down.
European,
so. Okay, it says for 7 days, that's the days in which he becomes tahor, right? So here he takes his first haircut. That's his scissors, okay? He takes his first haircut to start, he wants to start in his ears over again, right? Okay? So 7 days later, he wants to take his monosheva during these 7 days. On the third day and the seventh day, they sprinkled water on him, right? Because they have to sprinkle paraduma water on him, right? So they did a few drops. Oh, just said PA. Okay? So they did paraduma waters on him. Then, after the 7 days, he comes. The then he brings his carbon as a nazir tamei mono shiva v'rotza legalech, and then he counts seven again and wants to cut his hair. 1 second. Manashiv, he counted these 7 days, right? And wanted to cut his hair over here, right? Right? I'm still in these 7 days, right? Can't do it. Because perhaps, maybe he's a Nazir Tahar. If it's Nazir Tahar, can he count as man? Because there's a suffix whether he became a tummy or not. So we can't just wait 7 days. These 7 days have to stretch into how many because of his suffix? 30. That's right. So it's actually 7 plus, I can't do a draw 2 upside down.
I'm a teacher.
So 7 plus 23, right? Equals 30, right? Okay, you got the idea. Okay, 7 plus 23 equals 30. So actually these 7 days turned into 30 days, right? Now he comes to take his haircut. Now this first haircut, if he was a Nazir Torah, he could have taken after 7 days. Since he might be Nazir Torah, has to wait an additional 23 days, 30 days. Right? Now this first haircut, you would like him to take a Nazir's haircut, but he can't. Because he's also a Safik Mitzorah. So his first haircut is actually now going to be what kind of haircut? Mitzorah haircut. So that's what Gemara says, right? Omrullah, they said, Nazir Torah. They said, you're in the first way, Nazir Torah. So, Tseyumnei, go and count the Sezer Shiva, which should be a stream Vishloish, so the Pnei Moshe changes it. Go and count 23 days. Vishloim Vishloish, make up 30. Okay, Mana Shloishim, so he counts 30. Verotzel Glechim, what's it going to haircut? Omrullah, they say to him, Nazir Torah, so you can't do it, because maybe you're the Nazir Torah. Vein Nazir Torah, Migalech, Elamine Domim, you have to be Korbanos in order to take a haircut. What Korbanos is going to bring? But you might be Nazir Torah, Tommy, you might be Nazir Torah. Now, last night we made a boo boo. the Pnei Moshe brings down here very nicely what the korbanos of everybody are. And I did not know this last night. If you take a look in the Pnei Moshe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines for the bottom. He has in the middle of the line the word vidin. Do you see the word vidin? Vidin nazir Torah, the halacha of nazir Torah, sholosh behemos, he has to bring three animals. And nazir Torah brings a chatos, an ola, and a shlamim.
Right.
That we knew, right?
Right?
So far, so good, right? Vidin nazir Tomei, and the nazir Tomei has to bring, however, chatos of ola of the kavis loshom. Okay? Okay, he has to bring a chatos and ola, both of them are birds. And one ashram is an animal. Did you know that?
No.
They're birds. Did you remember that?
I remember the birds.
Do you remember the birds? Okay, so I didn't remember that. Okay.
It was Chatos Man Mashal. That's your Torah. I think yesterday.
Oh yeah. Thing is, another mistake as I made. I thought that the Nazir Tomei just brings an ashram, but he also brings a Chatos. He brings both.
Mm.
So Nazir Torah it's Chatos Ola Shlomim, and Nazir Tomei it's Chatos Ola Osham, right? Okay, so that's the difference. Chatas Ola Osham versus Chatas Ola Osham. V'din Mitzorah, Dina Mitzorah, the Muz Mitzorah being, so he also has two haircuts. He has to have one and then another one 7 days later. So Dina Mitzorah, Shteitzi Porim, B'tiglachas Rishonah, he brings two birds for his first haircut, right? And Ulachar Shiva, and then 7 days later for a second haircut, maybe Sholosh Behemos brings three animals, a Chatos and Osham and Ola, which is the exact same thing as the Nazir Tomei. So he brings the first two birds, the first time he takes haircut, and 7 days later he brings the Chatos, Ola, and Osham. Okay? So those are all the Korbanos. So again, now this guy has gone through the 7 plus 23 days and become 30 days, right? Now, he wants to cut his hair, right? So they say Adoni, you must bring korbanos, right? We say, Anilo, Nazir Torah, Atzor, you say, Nazir Torah, Vein Nazir Torah, Megalecha, Mine Domi, and then bring korbanos. I raise maybe Ola, Megalecha, Ola. So at this point, you bring here an Ola, right over here, besides the haircut. You also have to bring an Ola. Let's call that an ayin for Ola. You bring an Ola and you shave upon it and a chatos of. Okay, the chatos of. Okay, this Ola can be even a behema, but the chatos is a chatos of. Now it seems I don't remember this except very dimly. I have very, very big amnesia when it comes to kachim. A chatos of can come al safek. A chatos behema cannot. If you have a question, if you have to bring chatos now, you can bring chatos off, but you can't bring chatos behema. Okay, I guess that's because the chatos, I'm just guessing this because I don't remember exactly why. But I guess it's because by an animal, the Torah gave you an animal for a place of suffix, which is an Oshem Toli. The Torah is telling you there's no such thing as a chatos misafik. By a bird, there's no such secondary carbon, so therefore I guess there's such a thing as a chatos off misafik. I'm just guessing that. Okay, but that might be the reason. So he brings the Oz Behem Chatos off, and the Masnei learned, he makes the time, he says, Im Tomei, you see, if I was Tomei, and now breaking the Zerus, stopping the Zerus Duma, HaChatos Michobasi, the Chatos off is what I'm liable for, because the Nazir Tomei brings the Chatos off, right? And the Olas Behema is in a Dova. Im Tor, if I'm Tor, HaOla Michobasi, the Ola is my Chiyuv, the chatos suffering and the chatos is questionable, right? Viola, because then if he's a nazir tar, he doesn't bring a chatos off, right? If a nazir tar doesn't bring any birds, brings just animals. So therefore, the ola behemoth would be his carbon, and the chatos off would be a chatos suffering. Now here, so the mefarshim take out this line in parentheses, but I need to read it. Because later on, if I understand Gemara correctly, the Gemara in Mem Alpha Base will say it's a mistake. But the Gemara says it's a mistake. That's not up to the Mefarshim to say it's a mistake, right? So it says here, Migalech is Rosho. Let's learn that it's that you have to do it. At this point, you must shave your head, Veskano, and your beard, Veskabosinov, and your eye brows. Kedershim Mitzor Migalech. Because bear in mind, you're also a Mitzorah, right? So you need to take your hair mitzorah haircut, right? So when you, so according to the Gemara at this point, you also the haircut which you get is not the haircut of a nazir. What haircut is it? The haircut of mitzorah. Besides the regular haircut, you also have to get, let's do the haircut of mitzorah with eyebrows. Okay? So it's got to do an eyebrow, not just a regular nazir haircut, which is head and beard, but eyebrows as well. Okay? So in any event, so it says the Gemara, Ketzeroysen Lachmir. Now, how do we do Luchumra? Meaning, since he's also, theoretically, if it was just a Nazir, Mr. Suffolk Nazir Tar, or Suffolk Nazir Tame, so then he could get away with 60 days, right? Because now he would do Suffolk Nazir Tuma, and then he would do another 30 days, right? Which would be his next Nazirus, the Nazirus Tara, and at the end he'd take another haircut, and that would be enough, right? That would be 60 days altogether. But he's also Mitzvah, so what does he have to do? So maybe Shtei Tzipori Dror. The first thing he does is he brings two birds. At this point, he brings two birds. Now, when the Mitzvah has his first two birds, those two birds are not sacrificed. They're slaughtered. One is slaughtered, and the other one is dipped in its blood and then sent freely away. So that's what Gemara describes here, what we do the first time around. What do you do? Maybe Shtei Tzipori Dror. You bring two birds. One of them in an earthenware vessel on waters from a spring. Then you bury a hole, you dig a hole. And you bury that bird before in front of you, Basuyer Benoya, and it's permitted to the right benefit, and the other bird is sent away. Begilach Rosho is gonna begabo Sena, and you shave your hair and your beard and your eyebrows, Gedekshim Tsarim Gumagalchim, like them Tsaroim take a haircut. Umonim Shloshim Yomi count 30 days, Umevi Olos Behemacheris. So now the second time you count 30 days, you bring another Olas Behema. Okay, so you bring another Olas Behema over here. Olas Behema. At this point. And, you have to bring, besides over here, you have to bring two birds. Would I draw a bird? Let's see, that's a bird. Those are the wings. So all that you have to do the first time around, right? That's the Mitzorah part, that's the Nazir part, and that's the Mitzorah part. So the second time around, you have to bring an Olas Behema again, because this Olas Behema is in lieu of, is one of the three of the Nazir Torah, right? Ve'Olas Behema Acheres, U'masla, we say, Im Tomei, you see, if I was Tomei, initially, Hola Rishon Nedava, this one was Nedava, Olas Behema number one, because that was not required time to his nazir tame, and this one bezu chova, and this is required. But chatos in the original chatos was also required, which came because it was tame. In Torah, you see, if I was Torah the first time, holy rishon chova, and then this olas behema was mandatory. Bezu nedava, and this nedava. Was then this one over here is the Dava because I literally was a Nazir the last 30 days. But Chatas B'Safik, and this Chatas was brought as Safik, and obviously was not necessary, but those are the good breaks. Mikaleach Rosho is caught in a Gabal Sena, and again here the Gemara says, you shave by an eyebrow shave, and here don't bring the two birds. Because you already brought the two birds, right? You need to bring a carbon for what? For your nazir, for your taras, which means, what do you bring for that? For that, you bring a chat. What? No, that was the first time. That's the first tirkot. No, it's chatas ol osham. The second time is chatas ol osham.
From the taras.
It's identical, Chatas Olo to
the same as the Nazir
Tar, right. Nazir Tame. It's identical to Kohen Nazir Tame. Right, it's identical to Korbanos. So he brings he has to get a second haircut again, and I guess he doesn't have to bring Korbanos from Mitzora. Why not? Why does he have to bring Korbanos, Taka? I think I don't know why he doesn't have to bring a... I don't know. I'm not sure why it doesn't. I'm not sure. Anyway, I need to read it to the Korban Eder here. The Korban Eder is in the fourth to last narrow line. He changed the gear so in the Gemara. Fourth last narrow line of Korban Eder. He says, the logo emo, you bring the Mitzorah together with his jug of oil, which he has to bring. Umamido Shah Nikonor, you put him into the Nikonor gate. Umasneo love, you make a condition on him. Vayimir says, Imitzorani, if I'm Mitzorah, Ashama Velugo emo. This animal is my Asham. And I go, oh, he does bring an Asham. Okay, there it is. Okay, so he has to bring all his Bema for Nazirus, and he brings for the Mitzorah part, he brings an Asham Behema. What? Chatas or Asham. Any one of the three. Okay, but Chatas is a condition, but an Asham comes. And he brings a. And he says, I raise that Ashama of the logo emo. It means also a container bottle to put on his fingers. Vimlav, if it's not about Asham, Yez Shalmi Nadav, Mysterian Carbon A, the last narrow line. Then it should be the Shlomi. Now going to the first wide line. The Asham's initially, but some this Asham is slaughtered on the north. Betol Matam Ponos Usmichon, and they have to put from that blood on his thumbs and big toes. They have to smich on it, and the sachem has to have libations, utnufa, and the utnufa is chazi v'shok, and the waving the korban and giving the chazi v'shok to the kohanim, benechol zikrei kuhuna, and the elders of kuhuna can eat it, the males of kuhuna, sorry, liyom v'ara for a day and a night, v'lo d'lochachom v'chom did not concede the point in. Okay, so you say here that he does have to bring at least one carbon on Mitzorah. Carbon A brings it down. So, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, getting back to the Gemara, L'marchus u'mevi al-shem v'log shem al-gabav. The next day he brings the al-shem and the jug of oil. U'maslov, he makes condition upon it. V'ayim, and he says, im tomei yisi. Oh, actually, this is really... you see, if I was Tomei, I raise Chavasi, this is my requirement. If not, I raise Feki, this is my Savi, Yeshua, but Sofon, we really just read this Korbanator. It soars on the north, Vito, Mata, Bahonos, it's going to be put on the thumbs, Venechel, Zikre, Kuna, that's eaten by Melzgani, Chomakom, for a day and a night, Al-Khatos, till midnight, Al-Khachomi, Lahud, Rabbi Shimon, Chomi did not concede to Rabbi Shimon this point. So maybe it's a kachim lebeis hapsul. You're gonna because the shlomi can be eaten for less time than an asham. So bring an asham out tonight and make it a shlomi. So then actually, people there are going to be less people to eat it. It's more likely to get but to have to be burnt up because of noser. So therefore, he says we prefer actually not to bring you an asham. Have you bring an asham and be mas on it to make it a shlomim. Is that clear?
Shlomim is only one day.
Right. Ashram is 2 days. Okay. So we don't want you to bring an ashram to turn ashram to shlomim because you're diminishing the possibility of eating it. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, says Gemara, V'oime says, at this point he says, Im tamei ha'isi, if I was tamei, harei u'chavasi, this is my obligation. Meanwhile, if not, harei is faking, this is not my obligation, but at the same time, I give him a suffix. The yishchot. B'tzafon, and he slaughtered this on the north, B'tol ma'demonos, it's got to be sprinkled on the thumbs and big toes. V'nechol zechei konek mi'in by el males of konek, b'chol mokom all over, li'om alei chatos for a day and a night of chachomim, till midnight. Chachomim lo'odol Rabbi Shimon, chachomim did not concede to Rabbi Shimon, shumei eskotchen, they be'esul, because you're shortening the time to eat them, they're going to become possible. Hei b'chatos behemo, eino yochol, to bring a chatos behemo, you can't bring. Shein lo chatos behemo, chatos ha'ov, Sharei Oshir Shehevi carbon ani, if a poor rich person bought a poor person's carbon, lo yatza. It's not yet his chiv. So therefore they can't bring each other's carbonos. So Ketzad Yasa, how does it work? To make yourself impoverished, that you should be able to bring lower level carbonos. Ketzad Yasa Yichtov Nechosov La'acher, he should bring right over his property over to somebody else. So he no longer owns any property, at least on paper, and where am I? I lost my place. I don't remember where I was. Hey, Bichat, hey, I just totally blanked out. Sorry. Maybe I fell asleep. I'm not sure. I'm not that tired. So I don't know. Hey, Bichat, this payment in Yoko. To bring a chat this payment, you can't bring it. It's about Sharei, ain't no chat this, she ain't no chat this payment. There is no chat this behemoth in this case of a. Why is there no chatas behema here? Oh, because maybe it's not a mitzora. Why can't it be because it's a nazir? Because that's come out suffix. I'm not sure what the Gemara doesn't just say. You can't bring a chatas payment because the chatas payment doesn't come from suffix. Chatas of any yachol, you can't bring a chatas of, because we're assuming you're talking about a rich guy. Shorei osher shehev, you carbon oni lo yotza. And he's an osher, means a carbon of an oni, it's not yotze. So you can't get Medicare if you're too rich, right? So you can't bring carbonos of an oni if you're too rich. So how do you get off Medicaid? How do you get on Medicaid?
Give away all your
money. Right, that's exactly what it says here. Ketzad Yasi Yichtod writes all of his property to somebody else. V'yavi Karbonani could bring in Karbonani. Nim to Asher maybe Chatasov. So that way a rich person can bring Chatasov. Umastolov, and he makes a tenai on it. So this Chatasov, was Mitzora actually bring Chatasov? Right, I skipped that part of Rashi. Dummy. So I'm going to say that part of the Pnei Moshe for. If the guy is poor, he taka brings kevis loshom v'chatos ov v'olas ov. By a mitzora who's poor, he actually brings a different carbon. So at this point, he has to bring the osham. According to Rabbi Shimon, he brings the osham. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita that brings the Oshem Behema. Rabbi Shimon says he brings an Oshem Behema because it just becomes a shlomit. But Rabbanu, he can't bring an Oshem Behema because it shortens the eating period. So therefore, what does he have to bring instead? He brings the Chatas Ha'of. But the thing is, he might not be eligible for Chatas Ha'of because in order to bring Chatas Ha'of, you have to be poor. So how do you bring chatas off? You have to right away all your property, somebody else, into a shelter, and that way you can bring a chatas off according to Rabbanon. Okay?
Now, chatas off, is that burned completely? That's not.
No, it's eaten by the Kohanim.
So if he's a suffix.
Then you don't eat it, right.
Because it's Malika.
Might be including Bazar, that's right. Exactly, in Echnami. Nimtza Osher may be Chatzov, so it comes out an Osher, rich guys may bring Chatzov. Umatzalan is making this, remember, it says, Intimate, you see, if I was Tomei, I raise a Chobosi, then this I had to bring anyway. And if not, I raise a Sofik, so it's born on Sofik. Ochobe Kachmiyan. Now, after these 60 days, he can eat Kachm immediately. Because no matter what, his Taras has ended. Either it was not a Mitzor at all. Or he was a Mitzor who began becoming Tohar then and ended becoming Tohar then, right? He began his Tara process after the 30 days and then he'd be completed after the 60th day. But so man, now once he's no longer Mitzor, he can enter the Beis HaMikdash, right? You can eat kachim after the 30 days. Lishtos yayin l'tami mesim, but to go drink wine and be matami to mesim in a yochel. He can't yet do. Why is that? Because maybe still a nazir, right? So shein nazir also ola mitok tarato. Why is a mitzori he can't count the zeros? So ketodos ilo. What do you do for him? Kedivre ben zoma, like ben zoma. Benzoma holds that Nazir can split up his carbonos. That urine carbonos half and half. So I can tell him to do the following. I raise him on a shloshim, you count another 30 days. Okay, you count another 30. So we're up now to 90, right? We have 30, 60, 90. So you count another 30. Now, the reason I count another 30 now is because the first two times might have just been Matzora times. So they might have counted for Nazirus as well. So he counts another 3 days, and maybe that'll be his, and this is the first possibility of Nazirus. So I raise the money Shloshim Yom, and then you get a haircut again, but only a Nazir haircut, not a Matzora haircut, because you're finished with the Matzora, right? So you don't get the Matzora haircut. What?
No eyebrows.
I raise the money Shloshim Yom, maybe Olas Behema. What do you bring then? You bring an Olas Behema, just an Olas Behema. When we galei achole, and you do a tiglachas on it, and you bring also chatas off, and you bring chatas off, and you do on it, you do a tnai, you do the condition. Maso service omer im tamei, you see, if I was tamei chatas mechavosi, I'm liable for the chatas. Vol nedav and the ol is optional. Im torah, you see, if I'm a tor, then ola mechavosi, the ola is required. Chatosi and the chatas does me no good. It's a sofe. No, it's basically no good. Then, so that might have taken care of your nazirus tuma. Then, moine shloshio, then you bring come another 30 days. Another 30 days. At the end of those 30 days, then you're for sure out of it, right? So then you take your final haircut. This is as a nazir tar, right? So you said, Boyman says in Tome, you see, if I was Tome, Achatas Michovasi, the Chol Achatas I brought 30 days ago is required. But on the Dom, the Ola was the Tova. In Tor, you see, if I was Tor, Ola Michovasi, and the Ola was required, but Achatas, so I think the Achatas was questionable. Mora Shlosh Yom, maybe Kodos or Shlosh, and then he came to the 30 days, which are just mentioned, and he brings his Karbonas in his totality, whatever Karbonas he has left. So he only brought so far, let's say if he's another Tor, all he brought so far, what he has to bring is the, the Ola. Only about so far as the Ola.
Yeah,
I meant
the
Shlomim. So then he has to bring now the Shlomim, and he has to also bring the Chatos. A regular Chatos. Chatos Behema, right? Thank you. So bring Shlomim and Chatos Behema, right? So it brings the balance of them. Maslam, it says, Ima Isi. If I was Tomei, Holy Shana Nadava, then the first Ola is Nadava, because it was the Chatos, which corresponded to that, the Zulchova, this is my mandatory one. If I was Tor, Ola Rishana Chova, then the Ola which I brought back then, it was the mandatory one, corresponding to my obligation to bring. The Zunadava, this one, the Nadava, Vachatos, and the Chatos, Ola which I brought back then 30 days ago, that's a Sofek. And then he takes his haircut, Shaisi Yain, and Tama Mason, you can go drink wine, go to Levi's. But immediately after 120 days are up. Okay? So, basically, I don't know if my chart made any clearer to you, but it certainly made it clearer to me. The first two times, it's still trying to get rid of Mitzorah. Theoretically, he could do it after 7 days each segment, but in practice, he can't, because if it's a Nazir, no segment, Nazir Tzor, no segment may be less than 30 days. And each segment is a possibility of Nazir Tzor. On the other hand, since each segment is also possibly that it's not a Mitzorah at all, so then theoretically, at this point, at least more holds, even the first two, he's got to keep the Chumras of Nazirus, which are 30 days and not just 7 days. Okay? So it's 30, 30, 30, 30. The first two as take off the Tzaras, the next two take off the other, take off the Nazir. Okay? Says the Gemara. It's the next line should be Bamed Varmin. When the Chubas mentioned Nazar, we took the Nazirs, it should be of Lamed, of 30 days. Avo Nazir, you'd base Chodesh, we'd take with Nazir for 12 months, picking up the third line. Then Oichel Kachim, then he eats Kachim only, Achar Shtei Shonim, only after 2 years, because everything gets doubled, right? Because if Nazirus is a Nazirus of 12 months, so you have to double that. If it's 30 days, it's actually quadruple that, right? You quadruple it because of the factor of the tzaras. So therefore, it becomes from 30 days, 4 months. So if it's 12 months, so it becomes, when you quadruple it, 4 years. Okay? So that's what Gemara says, that it becomes 4 years. Arm Rabbi Yochanan said, Zudivrei Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma, you could split the carbonos. Abu Chacham Yechon say Lo Elamu Vechaluto. No, you never come out of your Nazirus. You're always considered to be a Muchlot. This is talking about the Mitzorah. He is still considered to be a Muchlot. Achi Yoni Fashem until he waves the Asham. Okay, literally means to wave, but illiterally it means just until he brings the proper Asham. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Rabbi Yirmiya asked. If that's a Shiyani for Asham, the way the Qumran explains it, actually, Rabbi Shiyani Ha'ashan. But what that means is Shiyani Ha'ashan. Oh, Shiyani Ha'ashan, Rabbi Chaluto. Taki, you have to wait to bring the Ashan until he gets out of being with Torah. Or maybe as he said, not necessarily. Lama Lama Tita Kamakomas, why haven't we found several places? So you bring Nashon despite the fact that there's a Sofik involved. It's handsome when we learned over there. Because by Mitzorah, obviously we don't know if he's a Mitzorah or not. But nevertheless, you bring in the Nashon on doubt. The Tiantum we learned over there, Isha Shisar Bishlam. Shisar Bishlam, if you have an Nashon mixed in Shlomim, the animals got mixed, so they can't tell the difference. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Omershneim, Isha Tu, Patsov, when they both are slaughtered in the north, and they're eaten like the more severe of them, which is Ashram, which only gets 1 day. Right? Armel, they said, no good. You can't diminish the amount of time you can eat because you can't make Kachim become possible. Rabbi Yaakov, the Rumia, boy, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yaakov, the Rumia, asked from Rabbi Yossi, V'yasu lo takono liyeno. Let them make a takona for the Nazir's wine. And what's the takora that they should make? That even though even though he's stuck as a mitzora, let him could be able to break his nazirus, right? What we're saying is that a mitzora muchlar cannot break, according to Chacham, a mitzora muchlar cannot break his saraz open unless he brings an asham. So this, and the truth is, he can't bring an asham because asham doesn't come out safek, so he's stuck. He can never get out of being a mitzora. Shaias, can he get out being a nazir? Okay, that's really the question. If he's stuck as a mitzora, can he ever get out being a nazir? So says the Gemara, he can't. Armalei says v'gilach nazir pesach omo. In order to become go out of being a nazir, you have to be able to take a haircut the opening of omo. But nevertheless, he has to be suitable. I call royal abilo. He has to be suitable to cut the base of mikdash. Yotzeh ain't a royal abilo omoid. So you can't. Suppose something you can't come to omoid. So you know what that means, Rabbi? It means according to Chachamim, this whole case in our mission doesn't work. Because according to Chachamim, you can't get out of tzaras until you bring an asham, right? You must have over here that asham of Rabbi Shimon, right? And Rabbanan don't hold of that asham. Rabbanan holds you can't bring an asham al sofik. So therefore, if you can't bring an asham al sofik, how are you ever going to get out of being Mitzorah? It's like Nozir. By Nozir being one of the Korbanis, you're okay. By Mitzorah, you need to bring Dafka the asham. You know why I have to bring Dafka the asham? Because the blood from the asham is what's placed on your fingertips and on your toes, right? So if you don't have it, doesn't work. So, Asar Omal. Now, the question is, however, what's with the according to the opinion which holds you can do this process of Mishnah, what do you do with the hair of the Nazir / Mitzorah? So, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, Yisparu Yochanan Shir Milogs Machlokas. Yochanan Mar Saro Osir. Rabbi Yochanan said, the hair is forbidden with Noah, like any other hair of a Nazir. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lodge Mar Saro Muta, the hair is permitted. Rabbi Zira asked, what are they talking about in their machlokas? So they argue by a person who started out being a mitzora and then became a nazir. There's a machlokas. Does the nazirus come, that kedusha come and make the hair have to burn? Or are we talking about a nazir should start rapidly. We're talking about another who got Taras, which is less of an assumption than a Seresh B'Tameh, because after all, he started out as Nazir's Patara, only later on did he become Tameh. So which one is it? So it says, Mara, Inte Mitzor Shinozer Plegan, if they're going to argue about a Mitzor who became a Nazir, Hub and Nazir Shnitzdareya, then we would have to say by Nazir who got Taras, Divra Kolu Aser. Everybody agreed that that it's usher, that the hair is usher b'hanoah. In other words, if you're going to say Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Melokish argue at a mitzora who took upon himself being a mitzora, who took upon himself nazirus, right? It's very easy. I'm just getting confused by looking at the terms inside. The machlokas here whether Mitzora was a Nazir, his hair is holy or not. Obviously, it's based on the clash between Saras and the Zerus, right? So there are two ways to look at the clash, which is one that's obviously the more severe case is where the Saras preceded the Zerus. The other case was the Zerus preceded the Saras, which is the case which Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue. If they argue in the case where the Nazirus preceded the Taras, and even there Rish Lakish says that the hair is not Kadosh, even though there was a time in which you were a Nazir before you were a Mitzorah, so certainly he's going to say that if you were a Nazir and then a Mitzorah afterwards, if you're a Mitzorah and then a Nazir afterwards, then for sure the hair is not Kadosh, because from the get-go, the hair game grew under, so to speak, adverse conditions. Right? But if you're going to say that by a case where a Nazir who then became Metzora, is the Machlokas, right? Right? Then you're going to say that that's a Machlokas, and for sure you're going to say where the... where the Nazir is preceded by the Metzora. I don't know if I even said it right outside.
How could you be a Metzora and then become a Nazir? That's
you took it by yourself, you're not Moritz.
Yeah, because it can. Is it how?
What?
Does it actually kick in?
It's a suspended animation. The netter is a valid netter, but it doesn't kick in until later on.
It doesn't kick in until he's Metzora.
Right. So that's the question, what about the hair? So the Pasha says, you're right, Pasha says that they wouldn't argue about that, then that is hair wouldn't become Kodesh. Right, and then the hair, Machlokas, only be about a case where it was a Nazir first. Right, but then that's one side the Gemara is proposing here. The other side is here to say that they argue about a case where he became a Nazir first and then a Metzora, but they all agree in a case where he became a Metzora first and then a Nazir, that there the hair can be just discarded. All right, so that's the two sides of the Chakira here, of the inquiry. So, either Metzora should Nazir pleading because the Machlokas about Metzora became a Nazir, so then a Nazir should say a Nazir would start out. Metzora became a Nazir, the Machlokas that is a Nazir should say he was initially Nazir, then he got Tzaras. The Rav Kolos and anybody here agree that the hair is also in that case because it was a Nazir first. Either a Nazir should say pleading because the Machlokas about a Nazir became Metzora, a Metzora should Nazir. Anyway, I have to say that if there's a Machlokas even over there, then a Metzora who became a Nazir, the Rav Kolos, everybody would agree that there it's permissible. Okay? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah Pshitalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah was pushed to him that Metzora should Nazir pleaded. Machlokas only by a person who was a Metzora and then became a Nazir. Ha, ben Nazir Shnitzareh, but he was already a Nazir. And then got Tzaras afterwards. Do you recall? Everybody agrees that Isser Tiglachas Mitzvah. Everybody agrees that the hair is forbidden in Anor. Okay, period. Tiglachas Mitzvah. Maushe Tiglachas Roshus. Does the Tzaras haircut push off the Nazir haircut? So Yishmin Adot. Let's hear from the case of Amrav. It says in Amrav, Megalech Rosho, the Nazir the first time around, shaves Rosho, his head, his kano and his beard, the gabos enav, and his eyebrows, kiderash mitzoroi min megalchim, like the normal mitzora does. So how come they allow this? V'chash lomar shema tiglachas mitzvahi. It must be, it's actually a statement. V'chashash lomar, he came up with the conclusion to say that shema tiglachas mitzvahis. Maybe the tiglachas of a mitzvah precedes the tiglachas of the nazir. Which the truth is, it makes sense. In other words, in our case over here, which is the case we're discussing, the more important haircut over here is the mitzora haircut, because you want to get mitzora off of your front end, right? So then this haircut of mitzora should take precedent over anything else that's going to take on subsequently. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda said, Masnisa Omra Kei. That we have a price which says like this. Rabbi Shimon, it says Rabbi Shimon holds, Kemach Tizgalav Echaminodom, once one of the bloods has been sprinkled for a Nazir, Hutar Nazir Shtosiyan, the Nazir permitted to drink wine, Ulitari Mesim and to become Tomei. Ve'eno Osir, it's not Osir, even Mishum, it says here Ella, but the Karmenei takes the word Ella. Eno Osir, Mishum Baal Tashkis. It's not forbidden because of Baal Tashkis to do all these things. Why should you be Baal Tashkis? I forgot. Uh, Oh, I made the same mistake when I was preparing. Vedos is the end, period. Okay, that's the end of the previous statement. So once the blood has been sprinkled, any blood, the nose is allowed to drink wine and go beyond Tom Mason, unlike them, so needs his ocean. Now, the Gemara starts up again. Veino osir mishum bal tashkis. How can, the first time around, how can they get a full body haircut or a full head haircut? What happens about the tashkis? Baltashis piast konecho. What are you doing if you cut off all your hair? You're kind of making yourself a round head.
Right.
And that's awesome. So if it's only a safik mukhar, how can you possibly take a full head haircut?
He is.
Yeah, but it's a lav. So his safik, I say, in a definite lav, how can you transgress that?
I was under the impression that if you cut off all your hair, there isn't that issue. You know, only if you leave.
Where did you get the impression from?
I don't know.
You got it from the Yerushalmi here.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's coming out. Okay? So that's Gemara's answer. That there's no Baal Tashkis over here. Well, Gemara initially understands that it's Baal Tashkis. Now, the truth is, I have a sneaking problem. My sneaking problem is that by Nazir, why isn't there not also Baal Tashkis? Even if you gave him a Nazir haircut, why isn't that Baal Tashkis? So I was thinking, but maybe by Nazir, they taka only shave the head. Maybe they don't do all the sideburns. They leave the payas. Doesn't sound right, right?
Doesn't know.
Yeah, but it's only asking here about Mitzora. That's what I was asking about.
What
right? Yeah, but they're not Nazir. Right, but they do that, yes. So, in any event, so says Gemara, Rav Shmuel Brava, Marti Pata Besris. We're talking about Mitzora, who's a eunuch. But he has no hair. Or he has no beard. Well, no, he has no hair. But then we learn Zakon, he's got a beard. Esau's name is Sris. You're going to say he has a beard. Srisim don't have beards. Leislach Elo, so how come it's Mutter? So one of two reasons. Leislach Elo, Kedom Rabbi Yaakov, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov said Rabbi Yochanan, Notam Milamatu Laman Osir. If you shave like this down the sides of your head, it's Osir. If you shave like this, Milamatu Lamalon, that's okay. Okay? Another Milamatu Lamalon, no, the other way around. The other way around. The other way around. If you shave like this, it's osir. Yeah, that's what I just said. If you shave like this, it's osir. If you shave like that, it's mutter.
Oh,
is it
the opposite?
I said the opposite before? Yeah. I was wrong. Okay. Now I'm right. If you shave like this, it's osir. If you shave like this, it's mutter.
Okay,
which makes sense, because the normal way is to go up, right? So to go the other way is that's the shinui. That's one interpretation. Amrei Yisrael Revin, Rabbi Yisrael Revin said, Amrei lo shani hi lamatan lamalo ben lamalo lamatan tame. No matter, ben lamatan lamatan makes no difference. You're still usher. However, here they say it's going like the Bavli and the Nazir, which you were quoting before, that since doing the whole head, it's not a problem. Okay, it's only a problem of Baal Tashkis when you do part of the head. But it's the whole head, it's not a problem. So Kojak was a law-abiding Jew. Okay? Says more further. The here there's a problem in the Girsa. So let's look at the Karban Eida. So to almost the end of the parak, and not all the Karban Eida on the parak, but just to see the Girsa over here. In the fourth line down in the narrow lines. Tame besafek umukha bivadai. You see that Hachi Garcina Tami Sari Mulavada? He's definitely a Nazir Tami. Right? I'm sorry, his Nazirus Tuma is questionable. Mulavada, but he certainly was a Mitzora. So Ohu Bakachim Lakrashmoni Yomim. So he can eat Kachim after 8 days. Bishai Sayani can drink wine and Mitami Lamesim and be Mitami for dead bodies. After 68 days. Why is that? Because if a definite Mitzor always takes precedence over Nazir. So therefore, he can't become a nazir until he gets rid of his tzaras. So therefore, first he counts 8 days, which are the 8 days of tumatara from tzaras, and then he counts the third 60 days for nazirus, for tzafik, whether he's a nazir tami or nazir tar. So he counts first 3 days, maybe he's a nazir tami, another 3 days nazir tar. So it's 90 days altogether. Okay, yeah, 68 days altogether. 8 at the beginning, then another 60. Right. And Ochel B'Kachim, you can eat Kachim L'Achar Shivim Shloshim Yom. You can Kachim after the 37th day, right? Because then you're ready for sure. Then you are out of both Tzaras and out of Nazirus Tuma. Why need 37 days? 7 days should be enough. I need 37. No, he says you're allowed to after 7 days. Oil kachim achar shiva. After 7 days. There's something missing, carbonator here. Because I goofed. Okay, let's look again. I put the punctuation wrong place. Time is something. Mulavade. Oh, b'kachim la'achar shmona yomim. He caught you after 8 days. Or shoy sam matan la'meis la'achar shishim shmona yomim. And he can drink wine and be matan la'meis after 68 days. That's straightforward. After the 8 days at the beginning, you're ready. He's out of the mitzora issue, and then 60 days after that, he's out of the zeros issue. Okay, new case. Tomei vada. He's definitely a Nazir Tomei. There's no question about that. Umuchla b'safi, but we're not sure if he's a Mitzorah or not. Now, he's in bigger trouble, right? Because we're not sure if he's a Mitzorah, but he's got to keep his Torahs first if he is a Mitzorah, right? So what do we do with him? So, ochel b'kachim la'achashiv v'shloshim yom. He can eat kachim after 37 days. And shoysiyam tam amesim la'achayin dal yom. He can go... That means he finishes with Tzaras after 37 days. He finishes with Nazirus after Lachar Ayin Dal Yom. Right? Lachar Dal Yom. Why is that? Let's figure it out. It's very simple, I think. You have a gut. No, let me see if I can do it outside. You guys, definitely knows your tummy. We're sure knows your tummy. We're not sure if he had Tzaras. Okay? Okay. So for what does he do first? So he has the Nazirus Tuma, right? He for sure has to keep 7 days in which he gets out of his Tuma. So his Tuma's Mace, right? So that after that, so then during those 7 days, in the meantime, he can do also the 7 days to patter up his Tzaras, right? Because he's a Mitzora, he was a Mitzora Muchlot, right? If he's a Mitzorah Mukhlad, so then he can take his first haircut now, and his second haircut 7 days from now, and then
no, he can't do that. Why can't he do that?
No, the Kormei says the second, his first haircut has got to be after the 7 days. Why does that be after the 7 days? Why did we have the seven fish? Tamei Vadai. Let's see how that works. He's Tamei Vadai. It's Tamei Vadai Mucha B'Safek Ochel B'Kachim Lachar Shiva V'Shloshim Yom.
So 7 days is, he gets out of his tumor, and then 30 days he's a nazir. So at the end of 37 days.
Okay, but why can't he take his first haircut right now? His first Mitzorah haircut right now.
When does he become a Mitzorah?
Right now, right now he should be able to take his first Mitzorah. Oh yeah, I see. Obviously, for some reason, because the whole time we've been learning that, for some reason he can't take his first Tzara's haircut the moment he comes Tomei to Mas Meis. I'm not sure why not. The whole Gemara is assuming that his first haircut he takes, so it must be that a Nazir Tomei, that must be it. It must be a Nazir Tomei has to wait 7 days in order to take his first, to take his haircut. That's the pshat. The Nazir Tomei can't just go say, you know, somebody died in the room, somebody had a heart attack next to him. He says, whoops, I just became Tomei, let me go get a haircut. He can't do that. He's got to wait 7 days to take his haircut. What? Yes, he can only take his haircut once he becomes Tohar. Because he starts as a Nazir from scratch from the time he becomes takes his haircut. So that's why... See, the whole time we're assuming there are no haircuts allowed the moment he comes Tomei. Right. X marking the spot when he comes Tomei. Right. He can only take his first haircut 7 days later, after he becomes Tohar. So that's why everything falls into place. If he's a Nazir, he's a Nazir Tomei for sure. We're not sure he was a Mitzorah. So how does it work? So the first 7 days, he doesn't do anything, right? He has to wait 7 days to come Tohar, right? Then he takes his first haircut, which is a Sufik, whether it's Saras or Nazirus, right? Right? Then he goes, say, 30 days later, he takes his next haircut, which is again a Sufik, Saras, or Nazirus, right? And then he still has to wait another, then he has to take another 7 days, right, to not another 30 days, but another 7 days to take his first haircut as a Nazir Tomei, right? Because maybe he's still in the, because he definitely was a Nazir Tomei. The whole reason you have to wait here 30 days in this case of first case of Gemara is because he might have been a Nazir Tohar, and Nazir Tohar can never take a haircut in less than 30 days. But the case we're talking about here is where he's definitely a Nazir Tomei. So therefore, this time he's only going to have to wait 7, not 30, right? So there would be 7, 30, 7, 30, as opposed to having 30, 30, 30 after the 7. Here he'd have to only eat the 7, 30, supposed to have 30, 30, 30, 30, be 7, as opposed to here being 30, 30, I have four 30s, right? I only wrote 33 times, so it's four 30s. As opposed to here being 30, 30, 30, 30, it'd only be 30, I mean, it would be 7, 30, 7, 30. Is that clear? I mean, clear at all?
The reason for the second 7 is because of the Mitzvah.
Because if these two haircuts were Mitzorah haircuts, then he still needs one, a Nazir haircut. A Nazir Tomei haircut.
Right. I thought the first haircut was Nazir Tomei.
No, because Saras haircuts always precede Nazir haircuts.
Is it something?
Something Saras?
Yeah, that's why that's caused the problem. Right, because if on the side it's Saras, those have to be at the front end. So actually it's... the worst possible scenario is if he is a suffik on both. Because he says, doesn't know if he became a mitzvah or not. He doesn't know if he became a nazir or not, nazir tummy or not. So he's always going to have to wait 30 days. There are no shortcuts, right? So it's going to be 4 30-day periods. He can never take any shortcuts because each time he's not sure. Maybe I'm a nazir tor, and nazir tor can't take haircuts less than 30 days. But if you know he's for sure a nazir tameh, then there are 2 7-day shortcuts. What are the 2 7-day shortcuts? At the beginning, there's a 7-day shortcut. The beginning is a 7-day shortcut, and then the 7-day shortcut is when a nazir tameh starts over again. Then you have to keep 30 days because this might have been your tara. But it might not be because you might be a mitzora. So then you're going to have to keep afterwards another 7 days and another 30 days. Is that clear? Not clear yet, right? So it's just arithmetic. But it makes sense, actually. Trust me on this one. Let me try one more time. A nazir tameh has to wait 7 days, right? Nazir tameh has got to wait 30 days, right? A mitzora always only has to wait 7 days. But sometimes the mitzvah is going to have to wait longer because it clashes with the Nazir Tor issue, right? Also, the other variable is Taras always has to be front-ended, right? Even the Taras is a suffix Taras. That's got to be taken care of before he can start counting the zeros, right? So therefore, in this case over here, if you're a suffix on everything, so each time you're waiting, you have to wait 30 days because you might be Nazir Tor, so that automatically renders all shortcuts null. But if you can dovetail some Nazir Tomei periods with Tzaraz periods, then those periods are automatically shortened to 7 days, right? So here, if the guy is in... do we need 2 identical periods? Why are they so symmetrical? Because one of them, they're both really Nazir Tomei, Nazir Tor, just that one of them might be superseded by being Mitzora, but might not have been superseded by being Mitzora, the initial one. So therefore, a Nazir Tomei, Nazir Torah sequence is 37 days, right? Because first 7 days of growing hair, first 7 days, there's haircut, then 30 days. So then, so in this case, you have 2 identical Nazir Tomei, Nazir Torah sequences, 7:30, 7:30. Just that the first one might have been preempted by the Taras. So therefore, that's why you need the second one. Okay, so the lemaisa after the first 37 days, you're for sure free of taras. You can go eat kachim, right? But you're still not necessarily free of the problem of nazirus. You might be, but you might not be, and therefore you can't drink wine for another 37 days. Okay, that's the next case. The one more case here brings down the carbonado. Tamei vade. You're for sure not your tamei. Umuklafade, and for sure muklafade. So we've gone from being suffic on both, to being suffic on one, and now to vade on both. So that's very easy. Life is beautiful. Right? You can eat kachim after 8 days, right? Because after 8 days, you're definitely out of your nazirus tameh, tumah, and you're definitely out of your tzaras, right? Then you take your haircut after you're not able to rise in the zeros yet. You're definitely out of your tzaraz, not of your zeros. Because if you're definitely mitzora, so then you take your haircut, your first haircut when you take here. A nazir tameh has got to wait 7 days for taking a haircut, yes. But if you're definitely a mitzora, so this gets bumped, right? Then you bump your nazirus tumah haircut to here, and first you take a mitzora haircut, first one here, second one here, which also dovetails with your nazirus tumah haircut, right? Then you go on to count nazirus tumah. And then the zeros, then you go on to count the zeros tara. So that's what he says here. A little bit off. B'shoy siyam b'tamim meisim la'achar mem dalit yoyim. you're mutter b'kachim after 8 days, and you can drink wine and be matam mesim after 44 days. Why is that? Because you need, it's really 7, 7, and 30, right? Because the first 7 is mitzora, right? The 2 haircuts are mitzora. Those get, but then you take, because from here to here is mitzora, right? That's the 7 or 8 days. Then you have another 7 days of Nazirus Tuma, and another 30 days of Nazirus Tahara. Okay, that's where you're vada. Because that we finally have a case where you're definitely mitzora, where you can take a haircut on the first day, immediately when you become tamei. By a, because that's why I was getting mixed up before. By another time, you must wait 7 days before you can take a haircut, right? But by if you're mitzora vadai, then that bumps the nazirus too much to further down the line. So if you could take your first haircut immediately today, start the mitzora tara process immediately, go 7 days, and then afterwards finish with the mitzora process, start the nazir tumor process, go another 7 days, finish the nazir tumor process, then go the 30 days of nazirus tara. Okay, so basically those are all the variables. As I apologize, because as you know, I don't do very good in arithmetic. So it says the Gemara, going back to the end of the Gemara here, Amar Rabbi Abba Mori, that was all the proper Girsa in the Gemara until the last, second to last line of the Perek. Amar Rabbi Abba Mori, Achui Rabbi Yosi. So Samaris is teaching us Shatar Soser Benozir, that even after you take your Mitzora haircut, right, Benozir Tomei Ushiva, that once you took your Mitzora haircut, the first time, the second Mitzora haircut, you have to wait another 7 days to take your Nazir Tomei haircut. We explained it earlier in the Mitzora, because you have to have hair to take your haircut, right? So therefore, the Mitzora haircut doesn't count for Nazir Tomei haircut. So therefore, you have to go, so you could take your, when you're definitely a Mitzora Tomei, Mitzora Muklat, take one haircut, wait 7 days, take another haircut, then you start, wait another 7 days and take your Nazir Tomei haircut. Okay, let's just get to the basic. We can say we did 2 blah. This is much easier than next parak. At least be him next parak. Hakum elam nazir, so goy can't become a nazir. Nashim avani mishan nazir, so goy can't, but a woman or a slave can. Chayim nashim avani, an interesting thing. Women are more than avani. Shukoy fivizablus, your evit takes a netter to be a nazir, you compel him to drink wine. You say, I can't tolerate the avani, we're not alcoholics. So therefore, you must make him, you can make him drink wine. Even a physician, you can't compel your wife to break her nazirus. Not allowed to. Chayim avonim nashim. There's a severity by avonim. Chayim avonim nashim. Severity by avonim over nashim. Shumevin nijrishto. If your wife takes an to be nazir, you say that's nice, dear. I annul it. Then mevin nijrishto. You can't be made for your avid's nether. What's nafkamina? You can make her ever drink wine anyway, right? So he says, Nafkin is the following. Hefer Lishta, once you nullify your wife's netter, Hefer Lalamis, even if you divorce her, she doesn't have to keep her Nazirus. Hefer Lavdo, if you nullify your Eved's netter, since that's meaningless, Yotzel Lecherus, once he goes out to free, if he ever goes out free, should be Mashlim, as Nazirus, so he has to complete his Nazirus. With it's only a delay, not a nullification. What if the Eved is not in front of his master? Okay, can he drink wine still? So the Mer Meloishte, he should not drink wine, because he's only, when his master compels him to drink wine, may he drink wine, but not if he's gone away. Rabbi Yossi says, Yishte, he can drink wine, because once the master compels him, as long as he's still a slave, he can drink wine. Bnei Yisrael noji benozer, Bnei Yisrael can make themselves nazirin. Bnei Akum noji benozer, but not goyim. How do we know that? Kamad Adama, like it says, Ish. It says man, matam lomer ish. It says when it says man, that's so about making korbanos. That means luhavi akum comes because says a goy. They can bring all sorts of korbanos, not all sorts, olos like Yisrael. And more avchacha kain. So let's say the same thing by nazirus. No, shani he dir zivin dechsev v'kipera love. It says when he becomes ois nazir, you give him kapara. As she yesh the kapara, it's going to be some of you shy to kapara. Yotzu akum shein lem kapara. A goy has no kapara. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't have atonement for his sins, but he has no chatos. So since he has no chatas, he can't become a nazir. We'll stop here for this evening.